News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Animal protection groups will mount a demo outside the Dáil later today in support of the first ever attempt to have fox hunting banned in Ireland. Ruth Coppinger, TD, will move the Animal Health and Welfare Ban on Fox Hunting Bill 2025, which seeks to amend existing law under which fox hunting is permitted. And Aideen Urel, spokesperson for the Irish Council Against Blood Sports, and Michael Healy-Ray, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture and Independent TD for Kerry, join us now. Aideen, why is this demo happening and why do you want to see fox hunting banned?
Well, the demo is happening in conjunction with the introduction of the bill by Deputy Ruth Coppinger. And this bill will see the banning of fox hunting with canine or, well, dogs, and the use of canines to flush out a fox, to trap or snare a fox, or engage in trail hunting. And the reason for the trail hunting ban is because in England, trail hunting, which kind of replaced fox hunting, didn't work because when they were going out, the fox hunters, they would come across a live fox, and that often happened, and live foxes were hunted during trail hunts. And they're trying to ban that in England, close off that loophole.
Okay, let me bring in Michael Healy-Ray. Michael, fox hunting, are you defending it?
Well, good morning, Ciara. Well, of course, I would be looking for common sense to prevail, because when it comes to, for example, farmers and the control of foxes, it is very important, because foxes prey not just on young lambs and fowl, but they also pose a great threat to many of our native birds, such as the curlew, the corncrake, the red grouse, the grey partridge, hen harriers, who we are very anxious to protect, who are an endangered species in this country. You know that we have hen harrier areas of ground that are protected, for example, when it comes to wind farms. And I believe that foxes and their control, they play a huge role in protecting our farmers.
So are you suggesting it's a form of pest control and a cull rather than a sport?
100%, because there are certain species that have to be kept under check and have to be kept under control. I remember many years ago, for example, in places like Dublin City, it was rare enough you'd see a fox. Because there is no control, not only are the foxes getting bigger in places like Dublin, but they're obviously their numbers have exploded, and you will see them yourself. How tame they have become.
I have seen them, and I have to confess I quite like them. Let me bring Aideen in. Aideen, what do you say about that, that this is necessary for control, that foxes kill livestock, etc., and this is a form of culling an animal that does need to be kept in check?
Chagask, the Farm Advisory Service, carried out research in 2022, and they reported that 32% of all lamb mortality was caused by infection, and the next percentage was 20% was difficult births. Predation by foxes wasn't even registered. They gave no percentage for that whatsoever, and they even said that there is a perception by farmers that foxes take lambs, but it's so rare. It doesn't even register.
Let me put that to Michael. Michael, it's as rare as hen's teeth.
Well, no. And when you're talking about hens, we're trying to protect hens as well, because people who rear fowl will tell you one of the biggest problems that they have is attacks by foxes. And it's like everything in life. You need a balance. And if this bill was to be implemented in its totality, it would create an imbalance. And what it would
Do you
mean
think there's a cruelty in it, Michael?
Look, life can be cruel sometimes, and you have to deal with the harsh realities of life. At the moment, for example, we're not dealing adequately, and I'm not going on to a different subject, but I just have to use it as an example. The population of our deers have exploded in this country, which are leading to accidents and deaths on our roads. And I have many, many examples of that in our own county. And indeed, not very far from where I actually live, there is an explosion in their numbers. But dealing with the foxes, which was what we're discussing here, and this bill is flawed in that it takes no account whatsoever of lambs, farmers, are indeed our native birds, because I would like to hear what Aideen would have to say, for example, about birds such as that I've mentioned, including the hen harriers, whom I'm sure she would like to see those species being protected.
I will,
because this would lead to an absolute open field day on hen harriers.
I'm going to give that last word to Aideen. Aideen, what do you say about the corncrakes, etc.?
I want to make a point here about fox hunting is indefensibly cruel, and it has to be exempted from prosecution in the Animal Welfare Act. Imagine that. It is accepted to be cruel. It's indefensible to take a big pack of hounds out into the countryside and hound a little wild brown dog around the countryside for hours on end for sport. That's what it's for, sport. It's not for controlling anything. It's for sport and entertainment. And that's what it's about. It's a sadistic, cruel activity. And it's long overdue for being banned.
All right. Aideen, unfortunately,
it's banned in England, Scotland and Wales for the last 20 years.
We will have to leave it there just for time purposes. But thank you both very much for joining us on all of that. That's Aideen Urell there, spokesperson for the Irish Council Against Blood Sport, and Michael Healy-Ray, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture and Independent TD for Kerry.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.